Matt Greenwood back on KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, speaking to Charlie Pratt of Festus High School, soon to be of the St. Louis Community College Archers, as he will continue his baseball career there. But he's got another stop to make, and that is the Festus Post 253 Summer Legion team. Of course, we just got done talking to Zach Bone about that, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well as his career, Charlie's career as a member of the Festus Tigers. But first off, why don't we talk about that commitment to St. Louis Community College, Charlie? A pretty big deal for you, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm really excited. I know a couple kids that are going to be going down there. They're pretty good baseball players. And Coach Goodrich, everybody told me it's a good coach. My dad played for Flow Valley when he was in high school. Well, when he graduated from high school and went to college. And that kind of played a part in if I wanted to go there or not. And then Coach Goodrich asked me to come out for a tryout and try it out, and he liked what he saw and offered me a spot. So I went ahead and I took it.
All right, very good. And when did these quote-unquote dealings happen?
It was around January, I'd say.
Okay, so you had your commitment before you even started the spring season.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good, man. Well, I'm sure that helped you feel a little bit more comfortable going through your senior year, knowing that you're going to St. Louis Community College afterwards.
For sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, did that play a pretty big role in your ability to just keep getting better?
Oh, yeah. It really lifted a weight off my chest because, I mean, from the time I was a little kid, I always wanted to play college baseball. I had a couple people that were talking to me, but I always wanted to go the JUCO route just because I feel like it's not as much money, and you get 2 years of baseball, and some say that it's just as good as going to, you know, I wouldn't say a Division I school, but D3, D2 schools. Not all of them, but most of them, and we've got a pretty good conference. And Jeffco, Crowder, Mac, you know, all those schools.
Yeah, certainly some good competition coming your way. And, you know, there's some good competition, obviously, as a member of the Jefferson County Large Schools Conference with teams like Hillsborough, obviously a very challenging schedule on that front. But I want to sort of look at some of your numbers, Charlie, because the thing about getting older and continuing to play the same sport or you know, just sports in general is obviously always about progression. How do you get better? And for you, you know, 2017 was your first year on varsity. Obviously, there were some seniors and juniors that Coach Montgomery turned to rely on for some innings. So you only had about seven in your sophomore campaign. But then that got bumped up to 23 last year as a junior, and then up to almost double this year, up to 42 innings this season, and your strikeout numbers nearly tripled from last year to this year. Kind of take us through the progression of Charlie Pratt from his sophomore season all the way up until this past senior season.
My sophomore year, it was pretty exciting when Coach Montgomery told me he wanted me to play varsity a little bit, and I didn't know if I was there for pitching, play the field, whatever. If I was even going to play, if I was just stressing out. And then I remember, I think it was against Cape Notre Dame, he had me starting at third base, and then it was a tight game. I think it was a 1-1 game into the seventh inning, and I come in from the field, and he's like, go get warmed up in the bullpen. And I was like, here it goes. And then I went out there, and I think I threw an inning, and I ended up getting the win. We ended up putting a run up, and it's been awesome from there on out. And after I had a couple outings, I did pretty good. Like you said, I didn't pitch a lot of innings, but and then I had Coach Bone wanted me to play varsity Legion with him. That was pretty exciting too, because I mean, it was the best players around Jefferson County. It always is, and I got to pitch a little bit up there, got rocked around a little bit, it was a whole nother ball game, definitely. I was the young man on the totem pole, I guess you'd say. And then I started, I really, it was, the big deal was working with Coach Mayer pitching. He got my velocity up a lot, got my breaking ball pitches working real well. And my junior year, we had a pretty good team for high school. And I didn't get to pitch a lot just because, you know, we had big arms, Brendan Pryor, Jake Leitner. Who else was there? There was a couple other kids, I think.
Blake Holland? Blake Holland had 18 innings?
Yeah, that was a big deal, yeah. That was his first year back since his freshman year, I think. And he came in, he did what he needed to do, that was for sure. And we fell kind of short to Central. And, well, do you know what the score of that game was?
No, I don't remember. I do apologize.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty – well, Morgenthaler, I think, he came in and shut us down the next day after we were rain delayed, and he wasn't able to pitch. He came in the next day, was able to pitch, and he held us pretty good. And then I was ready to get after it this season for Legion, my junior season. We lost in sectionals to Cape Girardeau two times, and I didn't really get to throw in districts, and I was like, I really need to step it up if I'm going to be able to throw against Legion. And then I really grinded, come out in high school. Didn't really have the guys that I was used to having, but I didn't really think it mattered anyways. And I came out and just tried keeping everybody under two runs or less so I could get some wins. And that's what it's led me to now. And then now I'm really looking forward to Varsity Legion.
Yeah, most certainly. And, summer is probably the best time to get that fastball even a little bit more electric because of just the fact that it's a little bit warmer and the ball just somehow, for some reason, scientifically, which I don't understand, but for some reason, the ball travels further during the summertime and the fastballs are a little bit quicker. But looking at some of your numbers from your senior year, Charlie, again, 42 innings, 2.81 ERA, you got 58 strikeouts, so you had an above per nine inning strikeout ratio or per seven inning strikeout ratio. And your numbers were good enough to get you on the JCAA All-Conference first team, and that came out just a couple of days ago, so a pretty big honor there. And obviously, you're probably pretty proud of that selection there for All-Conference, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anytime I can get on the list with Michael Brewer or Chase Beard, I'm pretty excited. Michael's a good ball player for sure. Yeah. I don't really know much about Chase Beard. Heard a little bit about him, but yeah, I love playing baseball with Michael. Love playing against him. One of my favorite guys, that's for sure.
Well, and hey, speaking of Legion baseball, you guys are on the same team, and as you mentioned, Festus Post 253 always pretty strong with the talent around here. But I do want to focus more specifically on your teammates, Caleb Hyde, Ryan Riando, also Eddie Martin, Connor Wilkinson, and Jake Leitner. Leitner, of course, coming back after a freshman year of college ball. But as far as that goes and sort of being still with these guys for this summer baseball season, what does that mean to you to keep playing with them?
It's awesome. I always love walking out on the field with Eddie and Jake, Ryan, Connor. Caleb, sadly, I don't think he's going to be able to play this season. You know, we had the heart surgery during high school season, started acting up again. Hopefully he can come out and play. We really need him. I love playing baseball with him. I've been playing with him since I was a freshman. I really hope he can come out and play. I do. But, yeah, Jake, you know, I've been playing with all those guys for a while now. Not Connor. Connor not so much, but Jake's a heck of a ball player. It doesn't make sense. He didn't play college baseball this year. Comes out there the first day of practice, looks at us, and he's like, I haven't swung a bat in over 6 months. goes out there and just starts taking daddy hacks. And I'm like, this kid's unreal. He's unreal. And Eddie didn't have a real strong season this year, but junior year he hit like 485, 486, something ridiculous like that. He's a good ball player. Baseball is one of those sports where you fail. You fail and you succeed. Most of the time you fail, though. And I think Eddie will be just fine this summer. I really do. And Ryan's going to do some big things on the mound. He's going to get the job done. Connor will have a good season. I know he will.
Yeah, you cover them all.
Jake, of course.
Yeah,
Jake
yeah.
will have a good season. We already know that.
Right. All right, good deal, man. Well, we are speaking to Charlie Pratt of Festus High School, a graduate now, going to be playing for St. Louis Community College next season. But again, worrying about Festus Post 253. Charlie, before I let you go, just two quick questions, and we'll let you get out of here. One is, what are you planning on working on during the summer baseball season to prep you for college baseball? And two, just a few words, a final message to those at Festus who have helped you get to where you are now.
Oh yeah, I want to work on my fastball, changeup, but really focus on my changeup this summer. Hopefully, Coach Mayer can get that going real good, and I'll have a pretty successful year if I can get a good changeup going. And Coach Montgomery, Coach Stafford, Coach Bone, Coach Mayer, Coach Eric Lawrence, he's an awesome guy. Coach Smetzer, everybody, my family, friends, everybody that's got me where I am. My dad, most importantly, I wouldn't be here without him. He drives me to where I am now. And, yep.
All right, very well. Well, I'm sure they're happy to hear you say those things. Again, Charlie, congratulations on signing on with St. Louis Community College. It was a great pleasure having you in the broadcast booth for a Jefferson College baseball game about a month or so ago, and certainly wish you the best of luck moving forward, especially with Legion and college ball.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Charlie Pratt joining us today on KJS Sports Talk. That is all the time we have for today. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.